Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировое Кли. Десятки, которые участвовали в подготовке.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli.
Пятая десятка Москвы. Объединенная десятка.
The tens that took part are ten number five from Moscow and the united ten of Nikolaev Sochi and the ten of Belarus.
And we will open with an excerpt from the writings of Mabash, from the article, Who Testifies to a Person? We need an environment, meaning a group of people who are all of the view that they must achieve whole faith. This is the only thing that can save a person from the views of the general public. At that time, everyone strengthens everyone else to crave to achieve whole faith, that he can bestow contentment upon the Creator, and that this will be his only aspiration. Again, we need an environment, meaning a group of people who are all of the view that they must achieve whole faith. This is the only thing that can save a person from the views of the general public. At that time, each one strengthens the other to crave to achieve whole faith so that he can bestow contentment upon the Creator and that this will be his only aspiration.
Москва, бывакаша.
И вопрос на семинар, на активный. Как нам очиститься от мыслей о себе?
Question for an active workshop. How can we cleanse ourselves from thoughts about ourselves and enter unity with the friends in order to attain complete faith? Again, how can we cleanse ourselves from thoughts about ourselves and enter unity with the friends in order to attain whole faith, complete faith?
I don't
think I get to choose my thoughts, but you need to clean it up a little, and that's possible. You need to think less about yourself and more about the friends.
By trying, putting an effort into it, seeing how the friends are annulling and taking an example from them, try to be like them.
This power is in the ten. If we take care of each other, making sure that the friends have the right thoughts, that it happens. Like we did this thought exercise this morning, so we need to see how we can do that all the time, making sure everyone maintains the right line.
Put myself under the influence of the group, under the influence of the ten. That way they'll suppress all the thoughts about myself.
Each one acts before the ten. As though this is what he's doing, he's aspiring to, that's the only thing he wants to do to the ten. And then the ten influences the person in such a way where he has no choice but to be cleansed of thoughts about himself.
Yes, because otherwise you can just spend dozens of years studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, but not reaching anything, not feeling anything, not advancing at all. So we have to make our effort to be a part of the ten, to absorb from them and learn from the friends.
Yes, we're an outcome of the environment, and from the moment we chose to be in this spiritual environment, we need to be annulled, see each friend as the greatest of the generation, and just to add this attitude where you want to immerse yourself in the environment, not to consider your ego.
Just ask on each and every step of the way, ask from the Creator, because He does all things.
And in order to ask the Creator, we want right now to have thoughts only about the friends. Only that thought, because with that thought we can create a vessel. And to invest in that thought, we don't want to have thoughts about myself. Well, don't think about that. Think only about the friends, to help the friend have only this one thought, the collective thought we have.
Yes, this is a good investment, to investment in the unity between us. And this actually cleanses us from all other thoughts. We know that naturally we cannot stop our thoughts. We can give them a direction. The direction goes through the prayer, prayer for the friends, caring for them.
Yeah, it's something that doesn't end, the effort to choose the friends each time and to allow the ten to influence you in a maximal way. And this is work we do all the time, and so you don't let your ego lead you, let the friends lead you, but each time you have to do it again.
Yes, the cleansing is not that you don't have bad thoughts, so you'll never have bad thoughts that are not about the friends, not towards connection and the goal. Rather, what it is the effort to rise above it, the effort to ask from the Creator for correction and connection.
Yes, it's constant work that will repeat itself. The more we overcome, the more our nature will bring us back to thoughts only about the self, and again and again. And we need to continue this work and to increase the pace, not to get stuck on one state.
The ten has power, and the friends can obligate each and every one, even in his thought, in terms of his thoughts. And this is, if we are united, if we come together and decide that this is what we want, that the friends will be in the right thought. That, constantly pray that the Creator will keep us in that, and will make these thoughts not just to be lip service or even to something in our head, outside of our head, but really inside of us, so that we will finally care for the friends and not for ourselves.
Yes, and one is occupied with thoughts of others, he has no thoughts about himself, concern for himself.
With each and every action, if we do it together, if we want to reach doing it together, then we can rise above anything that the Creator arranges for us. Because we just want to be help made against him, so we can finally reach a request from him together.
Yes, and when we do it together, the uniqueness of each friend, the qualities only he has, come into expression, then we can see the wholeness of the 10 that is made up of friends who are completely opposite to each other, different to each other, and so a complete whole is created.
Молитва. Творец, дай нам
силы
видеть всех товарищей на уроке.
Creator,
уже находящимися.
Give us the strength to see all the friends in the lesson bestowing to you from the center of the 10.
В любви и радости.
Unite us with love and joy, so that everyone would reach a shared intention as one man with one heart.
Thank you.